That's right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional lands of the Musqueam Nation, coming to you from Musqueam and reaching into the Squamish and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations here in Vancouver. But Vancouver is not at all the best name for it. Welcome back to Slamwire. My name is Julie. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing a couple of tracks that I think work well together to incorporate all of your subconscious trigger phrases and activate all of your neurons to totally make you go completely berserk. Title of the episode tonight is Americana, because we're gonna get into the heart of what happens when a place spews cultural flotsam and jetsam for over 100 years, and what the people who live in the rest of the world are expected to do with that cultural waste, I guess. So let's get into it. I'm going to play a little track by Raven Chacon. This is Teasing Game.
Style. Just make sure you watch your back with these guys, alright? See you around.
Don't worry, pick it up. don't hang up. You can't go back to any of the safe houses. Cross knows about them. Head over to the old bridge. The location is on your map. Your car is fast enough to make the jump. It's the only way. Later. Jump. 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 Jump.
Shuffle your feet to the beat of the sound.
No person to make the jump. Down, make the jump. Down, make the jump. 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 Make the jump.
Start to move, club walker.
You're a girl in the city and you shouldn't think twice. You take two steps forward, keep your eyes on the prize. And if you look to the left, don't keep looking right, 'cause these streets are yours. Feel the music, roll the dice. And when you're here, all just up, looking ready and nice. Feel the places, walk the streets, and take no advice. Let the city lights surround. houses and streets, feel the city roll the dice.
Guacamole, that was The Cost of Playing It Cool featuring Lord Rot by Vancouver's own Coup d'Etat off their split with Lakeside Amusement Park. Wow, I feel energized and electrified after that. Before that one, you heard Roll the Dice by Smurs. Before that, Canal Street by Silicon Valley. Before that, number 666 Devil Z1 by Dwams. And before that, Teasing Game by Raven Chacon. I always like to start my set with a song that uses a lot of combination tones and a really high-pitched sine wave that honestly hurts a little bit to listen to. That's my radio tip of the night. Just make sure to alienate your audience just right off the bat. But I think given the context of the track, I think let's all just give this whole album from Raven Chacon a listen and see if we can't enter this little worldscape. That song coming from Chacon, Overheard Songs from 2010. And I should mention it has an absolutely fantastic album cover as well that you can go Google on your own time. But we're going to bring it down now for a minute. And then we're going to bring it back up and back down and around town. And we're going to bring it in some directions that haven't even made themselves clear to me yet. So let's do it right this instant. This is To Confide in One Another by Death Neal. This is not the right song. One second. Hold your horses. There we go. Check it out on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Pensa.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You're listening to Slimewire. Halfway through the hour, how we feeling, everybody? I feel like I've never felt before. You just heard Pensée en Mime by Leandro and Leonardo and Continental. Before that, you heard Adrenozone by Juice. And before that, you heard Coup d'Etat and Lakeside Amusement Park, The Cost of Playing It Cool, featuring Lord Rot. Before that, Death Kneel to Confide in One Another. I'm going to pose a question and answer it later on in the program. Feel free to play along at home. How would you define Americana? Is it as simple as cultural exports of the United States, which are seen as emblematic of the larger culture of the United States? Or is it a little bit more nuanced than that? Are there objects and pieces of media which might blur that line? Or are there activities which might be Americana? I'm working around the clock brainstorm session to answer this question. So feel free to play along at home or call in with your answers. Let's all solve this one together. And right now, let's all listen to a beautiful composition by Georgi Ligeti. With this recording by Skola Heidelberg and Walter Nussbaum. Let's get into this right this very moment.
Thank you. you. Love my condition, don't take a kiss. Dodging supply, the epic brother, trying for it to not free. Got to fight the enemy. Fraternally surreal. Make the things around them what they put in my mind feel. Burn like round. Burning judgment. Willing tension. Hypocrisy.
Career, Sam Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across four continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music productions, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students shadow Sam at real DJ gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
Turn your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hello Primiti or saxophone Len Wee. Hosted by moi. Accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Bailey, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sonny Rollins.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Attention, attention, attention. All artists, scene makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. Sponsorship@citr.ca.
It is Slimewire, and I am Julie, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you did just hear Morality Police by Smother, before that Cairo by Cochlea, before that Aguilas del Amor by Chukwimamani Kondori, and before that Lux Aeterna by Giorgi Ligeti. Viewers of the whole program, ear viewers of the whole program, will have recalled hearing with their ears the question I asked earlier, which is, how would you define Americana? I am now going to rattle off a list of things that I wrote down in the studio that I thought might speak to the definition of Americana. This is unproofread. Oh my gosh. And that's how you know it's good. Okay, so let's go. Americana. In addition to Americana, the town in Sao Paulo with a population of 273,240 people, could also be defined as being the only one dancing in a hotel bar, a sheepdog shaking champagne out of its fur, heart-shaped vomit, the venomous black ichor, the apple of rot and despair, tongue kisses on horseback, chafing, the one-gun beer salute, single uses eclipsing all other uses, microbladed meat, popular vulture, Cartman is so in love with taco, craft services, greening out at a book signing in Manhattan, the Cisco truck, Taylor Swift's hagiography, sauce dripping onto your hands, wrists, or feet, matcha lububu rave, stampedes following loud noises, leadlining, rock, flag, eagle, god, drugs, sex, and rock and roll. If any of this resonated with you, make sure to drop us a line on our socials. Get down in the comments and make sure to let us know what you thought of this. Yeah, I think that's going to be the show for this week. Thanks so much for listening. And I think I'm going to have to catch you sometime very soon.
Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back, but you never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. That's the day my world will end. Heartache number three was when you called me and said that you were coming back to stay. door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world.
So, match is a truck. You might be the master of none, but you wrote the book.
Hello, this is Emily from Bad Buddy, and you're listening.